This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here as we look at a lot of different things happening around the Umpqua Valley and a bit of an unveiling for an organization today of a new project. Sarah Hillborough is the executive director of Sarah. Explain the organization and tell people what it's called.
Well, Thundering Water is so excited to get the new year off 2025 to a healthier start. And we are excited to launch our flagship program. I have board president Garrett Straub with me. And Kyle, it has been a journey, but we can't wait for the community to experience everything that we've been working on. Like you said, we're a local nonprofit, and we just want to get the year off to a healthier start for all in Douglas County.
So Garrett, how did you get involved in all this?
Well, yeah, that happened about a couple years ago. You know, we were still building,
figuring out our identity and what we were pushing towards. And I started as a board member. What I normally do in my day is I'm a physical therapist. And so community health and wellness is a huge passion and career for me. And so this really dovetailed well with what I am passionate about and what I wanted to help Roseburg achieve, which is ultimately better wellness and health. And then as I got my kind of teeth more into the project and more into the project, I recently found myself as the elected president for Thundering Water.
Did that happen when you didn't show up to a meeting?
Nope, I was there. I don't miss meetings. I always enjoy them, actually, because I get to see a bunch of people that's equally passionate about what I want for Roseburg.
It's actually Garrett's energy and excitement, enthusiasm, everything that he's doing in his business that makes him such an ideal board president for Thundering Water. What he's doing every day and what we're seeking to accomplish as a nonprofit, they are so well aligned. And like I said, you can't get much better than the energy of Garrett. So we're really excited to have him on our board. We have a number of other community leaders that are also on our board supporting the work of the organization. Board member Dr. Cordell Smith founded the project. We also have Dr. Anka Dower. We have Angelina Hollingsworth, Jasmine Waters, Cindy Medler, and who am I?
Ryan.
And Ryan Melton, of course.
And I would imagine as a physical therapist, and I don't know what area of physical therapy you specialize in, because I know that could vary a lot, but sometimes you see people that come in, I mean, sometimes that's a result of accidents, which happen, but sometimes it's a result of just bad general way of living life, right?
Yeah, you know, you kind of work with people, and you always have to meet with where they're at. And, you know, physical therapy, I always say, starts with, you know, hearing the person, figuring out where they're at right now, where they've been at in life, and kind of investigating and seeing, you know, based on the tools I have at my disposal, what can I do for you? What can I help? Where's our biggest mishap? Is it body mechanics? Is it strength? Is it range of motion? Is it irritated muscles? And very similarly to what our project is doing with Thundering Water, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, what does the community need, specifically like young families? You know, what are they able to receive to be better off? What are their kids able to do to create a healthier community? In my brain, it's all kind of the same thing.
So, Sarah, how would you explain one of the terms you guys use a lot, upstream healthcare?
So that's a great question, Kyle, and something I talk about quite a bit. Just going back a step, our mission at Thundering Water is to get residents moving, increase consumption of whole plant foods, and really empower a community to reclaim ownership of their personal health. We also hope to connect residents to community partners that can lead to long-term health and wellness habits and lifestyles. There are so many organizations here in Douglas County, so many incredible resources, and we really want and hope that the Thundering Water organization and our flagship project, the WOW Truck, can really connect community partners and get those incredible resources, opportunities out into the county, into the hands of the community members that need these resources the most. So in terms of upstream prevention, it's really looking at the chronic disease epidemic that is not only plaguing Douglas County, but it's a nationwide problem. So Thundering Water really wanted to take an innovative approach and looking at doing something different. Upstream is management before that chronic disease sets in, helping people to understand that you can make choices today that change that downstream outcome. And we're really excited that so many other providers and leaders in the health and wellness field are on the same page with us and really want to invest in upstream health, wellness, lifestyle, talking to the community about making choices today for themselves, for their family, so that the next generation isn't dealing with as much chronic disease as we currently see. Right now, 60% of Douglas County residents have one or more chronic diseases. Nationwide, you know, we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars treating these chronic diseases. And it's something that, you know, we have the ability to control that. And it's by making different lifestyle choices today.
And, you know, when you talk about this, it reminds me, it seems like there was a shift about 20, 25 years ago, a little bit, to this whole idea of preventative. And I can remember having a conversation back maybe close to that far with then Governor Kitzhaber and some other folks in the legislature that were looking at how the state did this. Also, Dr. Denhofer here locally talked about that, about why wait, you know, why, you know, look at all these things that can cause issues. Why don't you change your trajectory of how you live your life? And that the medical folks can still help with that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, 70 to 90% of chronic diseases can be prevented by making behavioral modifications to your diet and movement. And that's something that we really hoped resonates with Douglas County, that you have that power. You can take control of your own personal health and the health of your family. And it's just small choices, small behavior changes, small modifications that really can impact you positively for years to come.
So you're going to kick off the year essentially with a project launch. Tell us about that.
Yes. So we are thrilled to be finally launching our WOW Truck program. The WOW Truck stands for Wellness on Wheels. It's a new recreational experience. It's an 18-wheel semi-truck trailer. So this will transform into an activity and wellness education center at each stop. So phase one, we will be launching with a modular bike pump track, which I'll be sharing more here in a little bit. We'll have a climbing experience. We'll have nutrition demonstrations. And we just really want this innovative experience to show that nutrition and recreation can be not only fun, but accessible for the kids and families that need these resources the most. Initially, a lot of our community will remember that Thundering Water really hoped to bring a park to Roseburg, and while that is still our long-term plan and dream to have that park, we realized that the best way that we could serve the greatest number was to take this project in concept mobile. So that's how the WOW Truck was developed, and we were excited that the rest of the community was excited and eager to help us build this this truck.
You know, I looked a little bit of the video on your website this morning about that, and it's just amazing how you see, I mean, you see a semi truck, okay, it's got a great wrap, you know, the paint on it, that's cool, but what happens then? And obviously there's a lot of work that went into this.
There was, and Kyle, you know, we are taking it in a phased approach. So phase one, we will be launching with certain aspects, the bike pump track, the climbing wall, the nutrition demonstrations, the sensory play for kids. Phase two will bring even more excitement, but we can't wait to get it on the road. We've been talking to a number of community champions in the outlying areas of Douglas County, and they're just desperate for fun spaces, fun and safe spaces for their young families to connect. And that's one of the things that, as a mom and also leader of the organization, that I hear all the time is there's not a whole lot for young families to do in our region. And while my go-to response is look at the beauty that surrounds you, go out there and play on the trails in our beautiful spaces, I really hope that the Wow Truck is a space that people are excited to come and enjoy, that it's a day that they can enjoy with their family free of charge, and that it gets them excited about recreation and nutrition again. It's so interesting to me to hear young kids get excited about nutrition. And we will definitely be, we'll serve all ages, all generations, but our eyes are really set on the young families and making sure that they have the resources that they need to make the proper choices for their families.
All right, going to take a break, and we'll cover more when we come back on Inside Douglas County to interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming up at 1. We're talking about Thundering Waters. Sarah Holborough, the executive director, Dr. Garrett Stroop is the board president, and we're kind of going through this new Wow Truck. Sarah, now you mentioned a bike pump track. Talk about that. What is that?
We're really excited about the bike pump track. Number one, Kyle, because Douglas County doesn't have a bike pump track, but outside of that, this will be the first ever mobile bike pump track that we know of, outside of companies using them to demo the bike pump track concept. So our bike pump track is coming originally from Europe, but American Ramp Company is bringing the pump track out to us. And we're excited to have the bike pump track all over Douglas County this year. We actually will be loading it and unloading it for each stop. And it's kind of like it's a loop and track with some like hills. And anybody that experiences the pump track can ride it on a bicycle or a scooter. They're pretty cool. I think the closest one to Douglas County that's permanent is over in the Bend Redmond area. And I can tell you, my family spent some time over there, and the kids just have a blast riding. So we're excited that we will not only have the first bike pump track in Douglas County, but it'll be the first mobile version. So we have a lot of excited people around the country looking to us to see how does this concept do? Is this doable in other areas? Is this something that is going to be inspiring to young families to get them more active and adopt a more active lifestyle? All of these questions, but a lot of excitement. And the bike pump track will be debuting in Roseburg for the first time on February 15th. So we will have a two-day launch event on February 15th and 16th. More details on that to come, but it will be free of charge for local families to come enjoy. We'll have the bike pump track out. We'll have nutrition demonstrations. We'll have climbing experiences, interactive obstacle course, games, activities. It should be a really fun day, and we hope you'll come out and see what we've been working on for the past year.
Garrett, as a physician, as a doctor in small town America, how does it feel to kind of look at this project and feel like you're kind of ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I mean, as a physical therapist, I would definitely say it just connects with everything I do and know, which is, you know, tackling problems before they become bigger problems. And so as a physical therapist, seeing, you know, how body mechanics, seeing how sedentarism can be worse than being overweight in some ways, and just finding those opportunities to get kids out there and then have parents be out there with them, and including tackling isolationism that we have with some of our older population, you know, having a reason to meet with their grandkids outside and being more active. All of that dovetails really closely.
And then, Sarah, on this project, it looks like you're going to essentially not just have the truck there, but also some of your health and wellness partners, right?
Yes. And, that is something that is hugely important in rural nonprofits is your ability to connect with your community partners and other leaders locally that are doing the same work. We know that together we can make the biggest impact. And there are some organizations here locally that are already doing incredible work. And again, one of the gaps that we saw as a board and organization was our ability to go mobile. And we really do hope that the truck will be a catalyst for positive change and connect users in a fun and engaging way to community resources, opportunities and activities to generate long-term health and wellness. And I'm excited for our partners to join us on WOW Truck events, so that their resources and opportunities get into the hands of those that need those resources the most. We saw the concept in a small scale version last year at the Shamrock Quest, where we invited our community partners in the health and wellness field to join us for a health and wellness fun and family-friendly event. And the Shamrock Quest last year was enjoyed by over 1,500 community members with only 3 months of planning, and over 22 Douglas County zip codes were represented. And that event would not have been possible on the scale that it was without those community partners that showed up and also contributed to the success of the day. So how does that relate to the WOW Truck? Well, we hope that with each stop that the WOW Truck is a mini Shamrock Quest event with fun activities and engaging moments for young families to connect with leaders in the health and wellness field. And we hope that it inspires the next generation to be healthier. One of the things that we hope to do as well is just address some of the myths that health and wellness isn't achievable, or all foods are bad for you, or we can't afford to eat healthy, or we don't have the funds to do that for our family. We're here to support you. We want to help you see that health and wellness is achievable, accessible, and that there are people here in Douglas County that want to be a part of your journey and support your family. It's not just Thundering Water. There are many organizations here with the resources, and we hope each stop really opens doors for families to be on their own path of wellness, making choices that are best for their family.
All right, we've got about a minute left before we wrap up. What else should people know to get ready for this?
Number one, save the date for February 15th and 16th for the WOW Truck launch. More details on that coming soon. Start following us. We have some new social media platforms on Instagram and Facebook. We'll be updating our website, www.thunderingwater.org. Stay tuned. More will be coming out in the newspaper, on the radio. Kyle's great about sharing all of the exciting news. And also save the date for the second annual Shamrock Quest, March 15th. Thundering Water has been quiet for a while, but we are back in 2025 and are here to support you and your family, and we hope you want to be a part of our journey as well.
Well, it seems like the idea of taking this project out into rural areas is going to be a game changer. We'll talk more about that in a future program. Sarah Holborough, Dr. Garrett Stroop from Thundering Waters, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.